Thank you and good morning. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a residence in the 1100 block of L Street on Sunday afternoon after reports of an explosion and fire were reported at the location. Firefighters were initially told that there may be someone trapped inside the garage where the fire was located and that another man had been seen fleeing the scene on foot. Firefighters quickly attacked the fire and searched the structure. No victims were located, but firefighters did discover a hash lab. Eureka Police and the POP team responded to the scene and have opened an investigation. They're now searching for the suspect who fled the scene. Officers recovered more than 4 pounds of bud, more than 4 pounds of hash, as well as evidence of a honey oil hash lab operation. Negotiations between the California Faculty Association, which represents thousands of professors, counselors, and librarians at Cal State campuses and officials with the CSU system, continues. On Tuesday, more than 1,000 faculty members protested outside a meeting between union reps and state administrators at Long Beach State University. Those protests were mirrored by local protests at campuses, including Humboldt State. The union is asking for a 5% wage increase, as well as for increases in wages for time served, and maintain they are only asking for compensation similar to that given to UC and community college employees. On November 4th, the Faculty Association voted to approve a strike if negotiations fail. There are still more meetings scheduled for negotiations over the coming weeks, and Humboldt State University President Lisa Rossbacher issued a letter to students earlier this week stating that classes will not be interrupted during those negotiations. A single-vehicle tractor-trailer rollover accident on Highway 101 near Pepperwood on Tuesday claimed the life of the driver, who suffered blunt force trauma injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. Multiple emergency units responded to the scene, and firefighters had to extinguish a small fire that had started due to spilled fuel. The 29-year-old Stockton man, who has not been identified by authorities, became the 27th fatality on Humboldt County roads this year. The cause of that crash remains under investigation by the CHP. Officials with the Oregon State Department of Agriculture announced earlier this week that the recreational crab fishing season has been suspended along the southern Oregon coast due to the same toxic acid that has suspended crab fishing in California. Tests done on crab in Brookings Harbor found acceptable but heightened levels of domoic acid, 43 parts per million, in the tested crab. But in the interest of public safety, recreational crabbing has been banned. There still remain concerns about the commercial season in southern Oregon, and the results from testing crab for the meat-to-shell ratio have not been released. Crab season in Oregon is scheduled to open on December 1st. The acid has also affected razor clams, mussels, and scallops, and currently the only recreational crabbing that can be done in our region can be done from central Oregon north. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the city of Eureka continues its efforts to clean up illegal campsites on city property, one of the key reasons for the crackdown, other than crime, was the number of medical and fire calls that came from homeless encampments like those behind the Bayshore Mall. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods has said in the past that it can be dangerous for ambulance crews and firefighters to respond to emergency calls in the area because of threats of violence, and that has still not changed.
When we go behind the mall, we still need a police escort to go back there because of the threats against our firefighters and the threats of violence and the dogs that are there. And that side of things hasn't changed. Now we're more concentrated down in the end of Del Norte and responding in there.
In addition to medical calls and other calls for service, Humboldt Bay Fire regularly responds to reports of fire at campsites across the city, whether they are cooking fires or fires built for heat, and that is part of a regular pattern.
It's pretty consistent. You know, we may have more fires than previously as the temperature drops and people, you know, try to stay warm, and the types of things that they may be burning down there may change a little bit. But overall, for the most part, those types of calls just continue on a regular basis, and we don't see huge fluctuations that way.
The city of Eureka has made a comprehensive effort at addressing the homeless issue, focusing on crime, emergency calls, and steps to provide housing for those in need. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.